I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it, as I do all of yours, on Behind Big Brother.
It's Tuesday, day 73, and I think we're a bit all over the weekend incident now. It's been blown up quite a bit. So first of all, we're going to jump into some voicemails on the incident.
Hi, guys. I've just been listening to the Nova interview this morning where Kate and Husey think that the footage of Camilla getting in the bed with John and Ashley when she was supposedly laughing during this incident proved the whole thing's been blown out of proportion. However, to me, they're not exploring the context in which this happened. You've got to remember, Big Brother chose to put Camilla into a humiliating situation from the very beginning, getting her to try and kiss Ashley, who's she liked and trusted, who everyone could see clearly didn't return the affection that she had for him. Now, she was set up to be humiliated when Big Brother fuels the situation with alcohol, and those boys being sexist and gross, and they also dislike her, you know, they went and did something that was completely unacceptable. And she was pinned down by someone who had openly rejected her, pushed his genitals into her face as everyone laughed at her. Now, that's a gross abuse of power and trust. And this all happened in front of hundreds of TV cameras while a nation's judging her. I just think it's appalling. I have seen the footage, and to me, it clearly shows a girl who's keenly trying to be liked by these two boys, trying to fit in socially, and trying to avoid making waves. In fact, one of the things she said when she first arrived on the bed was, "Yay!" Clearly she was happy to finally be invited into their space, expecting something that was going to be fun and consensual. But instead, these two boys were really cruel to her by sexually humiliating her, giving the lead up to the situation. I just thought I'd finish what I was saying when I got cut off at the 3-minute mark. So clearly something none of us have seen is what happened afterwards, which they've all alluded to, Gretel and Camilla, was that when John wanted his turn. It's pretty nasty stuff. And I think it's lucky that 10 didn't get that footage out, because if the O10 network or whatever they're called and Endemol thought it was bad enough for these guys to get kicked out, then it must have been pretty nasty. So that's all I have to say. Thanks.
I think everyone's pretty much feeling the same way, that it got blown out of proportion and it wasn't that bad as it was made out to be in the beginning.
Well, yeah, I mean, I admit too that it was blown up on Behind Big Brother on our front page and on our forums. And now that the footage is finally getting out, people are sort of sitting back saying, oh, it was a little lighthearted, but there's still some debate as to whether they should have done it.
Yeah, I don't want to play the blame game, but the only reason it got blown out of proportion is because the Big Brother website, Southern Star and Channel 10, weren't saying anything. They were just saying that the housemates got kicked out. Without them saying, for a serious breach of the rules, without saying why or giving any explanation, what was everyone supposed to do? Sit back and say, oh, okay, they just got kicked out, that's why.
Yeah, from a PR perspective, it's really bad practice to say that they were kicked out for a serious breach of the rules, and then basically just saying, no comment, we're not going to talk about this anymore. That's, for lack of a better phrase, that's sort of asking for it. And that's what prompted people to start talking about on the forums. They had to close the forums, which led to a flood of people coming over to our site trying to talk about it, which got the ball rolling. And then by Sunday, the newspapers had picked it up, and suddenly it's a sex scandal.
Yeah, well, Sunday morning was early Sunday morning was when the footage, well, the clip that was broadcast on the internet started making the rounds. And just so everyone knows, that clip does not contain the whole incident. That's only the beginning of it. After the clip cuts to the rewards room with David and Perry, there was more that happened. Camilla was saying on Sunday's Daily Show that Ashley was saying to John, okay, now you do it. And that was when she said stop. That's not in the video that we've seen. And we'll probably never see that, because they won't show it on TV. They can't. And they're not going to show it on the website, because they just won't. It was played up, but it still happened. And it's still a question of, yeah, should it have happened? To me, no, it's wrong. What they did is completely wrong. Even though they were laughing and whatnot, and people are saying, oh, she knew what she was going to get. Well, no, she didn't. She said, are you going to? And they said, no, better. And then she laughed. And one of our one of the users who voicemailed in said that she was on a quest to be accepted by these boys. She likes/likes Ashley. And then she was going ahead to go in their bed and become part of their group and become part of the boys, because, to be honest, she hasn't. The whole time she's been in the house, it's been either her and David, her, David and Claire, and then her, David and Rob, and then no one else. She doesn't really have anyone else. So can you blame her for going into the boys' bed when they said come over? Maybe, like, can you really blame her for doing it?
And regardless of the fact, from a rule perspective, Big Brother would have really sat down with the housemates before they entered the house and say, hey, look, this type of sexual behavior is not acceptable, especially after what happened last year. So the rules were clearly stated, but John and Ashley, regardless of whether it was a joke or whether Camilla consented or not, they did break the rules that Big Brother had set down. So, I mean, there was grounds for them to be expelled from the house.
One of the ramifications of it, and I feel quite sorry for Camilla, is that she is, well, I don't know if she's still wearing herself down about it, but she's upset that she played a part in getting these two housemates kicked out of a game where you can win a lot of money. And for me, that's what I think what she was more upset about than what actually happened, which shouldn't really be, it should, it's not going to happen, but she should be upset about it happening, not them being kicked out, but just the way that it worked out. That was, so I sort of feel sorry for the poor girl. Another thing that a lot of people are talking about, well, online mostly, it hasn't made it to the mass media yet, but about it happening last year with, who was it, Rita and Heath?
Yeah.
What happened, it wasn't exactly the same. I've spoken to Tim Brunera, who was obviously there, and he said that what happened was she didn't know. The question was, did she know what a turkey slap was? But she did say, yes, you can do it. So it was different because she consented, hence why Heath wasn't kicked out. She actually said yes, even though she might not have known what was actually going to happen, she still consented to it. So it wasn't exactly the same thing, whereas here, Camilla doesn't explicitly say, yes, you can do it. She says, what are you going to do? And they say no. And that's lying, basically.
It's so difficult now to work out whether this was an actual assault or not now, because even though Camilla has said in the diary room that she wasn't too bothered by it, the Channel 10 don't have any way of trying to clear the situation in a very transparent way, because they aren't allowed to actually show the footage anymore. And it's a bit ironic, because they held back to begin with and tried to almost, dare I say, they did try and cover it up. The snowball started gaining, the political pressure was on, and now because of particular MPs voicing their opinions, Channel 10 can't show the footage now, when if they showed it at the beginning, people would have sort of just shrugged their shoulders. I'm not saying they should have showed the whole thing, but if they're a little more open as to the circumstances as to why the two were kicked out, people wouldn't really have cared that much. They would have gone, oh yeah, Big Brother just followed through with the rules. It's not really that big of a scandal. But they really took a wrong direction from a PR perspective.
That could have been a little bit to do with it happening early on a Saturday morning and it being the weekend. Do you think that?
Yeah, well, I doubt the producers or anyone higher in the hierarchy would have been in the Big Brother house at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's why people are saying, you know, why wasn't something done about it then? I would think that the less experienced producers would be on at that time on watch. They wouldn't have the higher ones, and why they're off running away, waking them up. They can't exactly pull them straight out of the house right then and then.
I imagine what happened is the top executive producers, well, the top producers would have come in the morning. Whoever was on duty would have told them what happened, and they had to review the footage, and that's why it took until the afternoon before the whole thing was sorted out.
Yeah, and they were obviously aware of what was happening, because it did, the live stream on the internet did cut eventually. It did cut to the Royals Room and didn't come back until later that morning. Like, not until the rest of the housemates woke up.
So the official forums were cut yet again. It was very similar to Belinda Gate from 2003. It wasn't really, I don't know the whole legal terminology and what could have happened out of the forums, but it was a really dumb idea to shut the forums down.
Definitely. I mean, what's so bad about talking about it? Why can't people talk about it? I don't understand. Maybe they didn't have the moderator, they didn't have enough moderators on the forum, but they shouldn't need them. Why are they, I can't get my head around why they aren't letting people talk about it on the official website.
It could be a legal issue that we're not aware of, but yeah, from a public perception point of view, it didn't look good that they're suddenly shutting down the forums, and only now have they've only opened them back up again for premium members.
It could be to do with the fact that they didn't want to say what was actually going on, because what's they'd look like douchebags if they had on the front page, we're not going to talk about it. If you go to our forums, other people are talking about it. You know, I just, yeah, I don't understand why they did that. It was a bad move.
All right, Jason here. Just ring up to about this shit. This is worse to me than adults only being cancelled. If Big Brother gets cancelled, that is fucking bullshit. Big Brother is my fucking life. I don't give a shit what anyone on the fucking forums or anyone says. Fuck yous all. But if this fucking gets cancelled, I'm going to fucking kill everyone. I don't know what the fuck is that slut chick's fucking problem. I hope she fucking or a fucking semi-trailer run a fucking ugly head. Not that it can fucking get any worse, you fat, ugly, mole fucking slut. If this show gets cancelled, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. This is all because of that fucking slut politician. What the fuck kind of a job is a politician? I hope they fucking all die. Fucking cunts.
Since the news got out on Saturday/Sunday, all the politicians and MPs have, you know, had some fun jumping on the Get Rid of Big Brother bandwagon. There was Family First, Steve Fielding, who said it should be investigated by police, and saying, you know, that it's gone too far. Well, quite frankly, it's not up to you. It's up to the police. He can... Yeah, I'm just not even going to talk about that. Then there was MP Trish Draper, who said that the show is being the show has gone too far and should be removed from television. Well, it didn't actually go to air on television, so you have no argument. Helen Cooner, Minister for Communications, had sent in an urgent assessment of the codes to see if anything was breached. Once again, it didn't go to television, so I don't understand what she was saying there.
Apparently, the ACMA now has some powers over internet broadcasting, although it's really debatable how far they can go with that.
I'm pretty sure the streams are streamed from an American server as well, so they probably have no...
Who knows?
Anyway, going on. Someone who... Well, two people who jumped behind Big Brother and were... Not quick, but they came in Big Brother's defence was the Democrat senator in Queensland, Senator Bartlett, who said that Big Brother should be left alone and the people should be more worried about the politicians having a go at a television show instead of doing their own job, well, which is being a politician. But they were so quick to jump on this when there are more important issues going on in our world. And also the Premier, Peter Beattie, said axing it. It doesn't have any effect because it gives jobs to people on the Gold Coast, and yeah, axing would be an overreaction.
It even got so bad that Kim Beazley and John Howard were...
Yeah, well, John Howard said get the stupid program off the air. I doubt he's even watched an episode.
Yeah, they're the least qualified people to be talking about this.
It's all got to do with money and their campaigns.
Or and the vote.
And yeah.
Whoever's going to vote for them. Not me, but...
The more I fucking read of his shit on the forums, the more I fucking want to that slut and that fucking other politician. I cannot believe that they've fucking done this. I sent that fucking slut an email, and if she fucking better read it, I'm gonna fucking explode. If BB gets cancer, she won't fucking hear the end of this. I'll fucking stop.
It was funny to note that as well, even after this had happened, the Hour Daily Show on Sunday was first, ranked highest overall for viewers, and the actual eviction following was second, coming second only to 60 Minutes. So I know it's probably bad to say that I don't think it was a publicity stunt, that's the big rumour going on now, but it did get them viewers.
And we aren't long back from watching the special 9:40 update of Big Brother.
We thought it would be good to podcast after this 9:40 special.
It was kind of a waste of our time, really.
Exactly. Gretel said Big Brother wanted to inform us, and she knew that everyone's going to talk about it, but everyone should be informed. I wasn't informed after watching that at all. It was just old recycled footage that we saw on Sunday. And Ashley and John had obviously been told what to say.
They'd been coached quite a bit. And I mean, even Gretel was leading the answers on. At one point, she asked John how he felt or a similar question. And then switched straight to Ashley and said, is that how you feel too? I mean, it's so easily for Ashley to just say yes. That to me is very... It's not blatant, but it very slight... Slight... leading the interviewee. And I found it really funny at the end when Gretel said that discussion needs to be informed by this interview, when really how they can't inform us at all without actually talking about the actual incident.
Not once
has Channel 10 actually described what happened.
All they've said, Sunday's Daily Show, is that a serious breach of the rules. They muted Camilla when she actually told the housemates what was going on. And
It all goes back to public relations. People are going to react a lot better if they hear it directly from Channel 10 rather than having to read Big Brother sex scandal on the front of a newspaper.
And just to mention that Channel 7 and Channel 9 News actually had the balls to show the footage. They didn't show what actually went on, but they at least showed you what happened, her getting into bed, the conversation. At least they showed the video. Channel 10 could have done exactly the same. I'm sure they have the video. We managed to get our hands on it.
Well, apparently they're now being investigated for it, so who knows. But thanks to Channel 7, who also showed our website in their news bulletin.
They didn't say behind me, brother, but it was pretty obvious that it was our website.
And speaking of our website, it's been very inaccessible in the last few days. We broke our visitor record 5 times over.
Woohoo!
The previous record was 26,000 visitors in one day. On Sunday, we received 116,206 visitors. So thank you all for supporting the website, but you all pretty much crashed it.
Yeah, it was all your fault. Our story got the story actually got dug, and it was a direct link to the website, so that probably had a part in it.
It got linked quite a lot of places all over the world. So a lot of people who just came along to see what the whole big deal was about, and it didn't help our servers one bit.
It's settling down a bit now, but the forums have been optimized for this large amount of traffic. And I think we should give a special plug to our hosts,
jamba.com.au, who have done an excellent job in hosting us
and keeping us on over this very hectic time.
And also, I don't know if you're listening, but thanks to our user Traffics on the forums, who gave us some very good advice on keeping the forums up.
Yeah, I'm hanging my head in shame here because I actually bit his head off at the beginning. But thank you very much. You managed to just thanks.
Okay, back to the whole Ashley John incident yet again.
Camillagate 2006 is what some people are dubbing it.
One story angle that's sort of popped up lately, and by lately I mean Monday-ish, Monday afternoon, is the way that Big Brother has held Ashley and John
in lockdown for 48 hours.
I mean, they are actually allowed to do this as part of their contract. They can do whatever they like with the housemates 10 days after they leave the house. But it's very sus. And you could tell John's dad has been doing interviews all around the place.
And his mum, and Ashley's mum was on Channel 7, I think, as well.
Yeah, well, I listened to John's dad on 2 Day FM, and it was very sus what he had to say about John not being totally contactable via the telephone. He had to keep his mobile phone turned off. And when John's dad did call to talk to John, it had to be via another person, one of John's minders. And there had to be two minders with John at all times.
It only adds fuel to the fire that they were coached in what to say on this special Big Brother broadcast. Yeah, it only gives me more skepticism to what they're saying isn't true.
Especially the fact that Ashley said, when Gretel asked him how has he been in lockdown, Ashley said that he was easily able to contact his mother, whereas John's dad said that it was very difficult. So, I mean, who do we believe here? I tend to go with John's father, of course. And one argument people are making is, why has Big Brother locked them up and not let them defend themselves? Because the whole brunt of this has happened over the last 48 hours, and now John and Ashley finally have had the chance to respond to it via Channel 10, mind you. But the whole drama is sort of passed over now. Everyone's gotten over it a bit, and then they don't really care so much.
I think it's all part of everyone being informed, be alert, not alarmed, whatever slogan they're spinning. I think it's all part of that. But to me, the first thing I would do is put out a statement and say, this is what happened, this is why they're evicted, and this is what John and Ash have to say. Not wait until Monday.
I think moving that special from Sunday night to Monday night was sort of a ratings thing. I'm not fully buying this.
Well, they have the new season of starting tonight, so that could have been a segue. You know, watch the Big Brother and then watch that.
It just really annoys me how Gretel has been attacking the media, saying that they're misinformed and making up things, when Big Brother hasn't really given them any, quote, truthful information to begin with.
Yeah, if we don't, that's what I was just saying before.
What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just shut up and not think about it? No, that's not how it works nowadays. That's not the Big Brother from 1984.
Yeah, if we don't have anything to work on, people are just only going to make things up and blow it out of proportion.
Well, it wasn't even made up. It was blown out of proportion, but it wasn't made up.
One thing I do want to congratulate them about is actually getting rid of John and Ashley. I think, as much as I didn't like them, I thought John was just a blob who was sort of like a shapeshifter. He just grabbed everyone else's emotions and used them.
Did you get that from Tim Brunero?
No. Speaking of Tim Brunero, he'll be on one of our podcasts very soon. No, but what was I saying? Yes, removing them from the house, leaving them in would have only just started, would have only brought more shit out, and people would have thought, you know, why are you leaving them in? They're part of alleged sexual assault, rah, rah, rah. So removing them was a very good move. But what's more interesting is what they're going to do to replace these housemates. They have contracts to abide to with advertising, Channel 10.
Well, the thing is, with the current schedule, the show is supposed to end at the end of July anyway, so we were in store for a lot of double evictions and trying to push people out of the house really fast. So, I mean, they have two options. They can put two new people into the house, which I think would be a really dumb idea at this stage of the game, and then continue with these double evictions, or they can just have normal evictions. If the show is meant to end at the end of July, then they have no problem with numbers in the house. I'm waiting for the number of housemates to dwindle down, because viewing actually gets a lot more interesting when there's fewer people, because you get to know them more intimately.
I'm a bit mixed with that, because Crystal was saying, I don't want more housemates, and all the rest of the housemates were sort of agreeing. So I'm sort of thinking if they throw one or two more housemates in, maybe we'll get a bit more conflict, which is what we all enjoy. Or if they don't put them in, we'll, yeah, like you said, we'll get to know them more instantly, and hopefully there'll be more conflicts because they can't get away from each other because it's such a small group now, they have to stick together. We're going to end it here, and although we've said that we're over the whole thing, a lot of people still want to vent their opinions, and the forums are a great place to do it, but an even better place to do it, and we'll be guaranteed to hear it, is on the podcast lines. If you go to www.behindbigbrother.com/podcast, you can find all the numbers scattered around the state. Call in, you've got 3 minutes to say what you want, and if that's not enough, you can call in again and have another 3 minutes. So tell us what you think about John, Ashley, Camilla Gate, Gretel's coaching of the housemates during their interview. Whatever you have to say, we want to hear it.
It's probably going to take a while for this whole drama to blow over, but for now, we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Yes, Sit 104 here. Hello. Now, I'd just like to share my quick opinion on the eviction of John and Ashley. I really couldn't care less, really. They were alright. Turned out they were a bit stupid in the end, but oh well, bugger it. I think it would be so funny, so hilarious, and I stick by my words that it would be so funny if Big Brother got axed. Yes, it would. Be hilarious and to see the end of Big Brother and the eviction of Gretel Tranny. Yeah, okay. Before I babble on too much about the manlyhood of Gretel, I'd just like to express my severe annoyance at the following housemates. I mean, the following forum members. Reality Jackie, Parker, and Jackie X, or Jackie X, or whatever. You all really need to move on with your lives. Obviously, you're too obsessive about Big Brother and your precious forums and your threads, and anything that disagrees with you, you gang up and off your head and spray the walls. The website doesn't have room for losers like you, so kiss my ass. Seriously, you need to get a life. You can kiss both mine and Desmond's sorry little asses, okay? Because we really don't give a shit.